International baccalaureate schools began decades ago as a way to teach the globe-trotting children of the International Diplomatic Corps. They've evolved into schools that combine best teaching practices with an international perspective. Today, fifth graders at Lone Pine Elementary in Bloomfield Hills flip through the pages of a workbook to describe a class called Mother Earth.
We learned some words like environment and how Indians used everything they could. They didn't waste anything. And we learned about global warming.
I learned about Pangaea, how the world looked a long time ago, like everything was connected.
At an IB elementary school, the students don't learn math or reading as separate classes. Subject areas are linked together to form a whole. Mother Earth included vocabulary, literature, history, ecology, and many other subjects. The schools also break down the proverbial classroom wall and require teachers to compare notes and plan classes together. Rote learning of facts and figures still has its place, but higher order thinking is really the goal. How to draw connections among facts and understand one's place in the world. Jean Ramsayer says children can do that at a surprisingly young age. Ramsayer is program coordinator at Lone Pine.
It's amazing. If we never ask kids to think, most of them don't.
Lone Pine principal Mary McEwen says she figured the international in international baccalaureate would be a snap. About 20% of Lone Pine's student body are foreign students whose parents work in the auto industry here. But McEwen says she understands internationalism differently now. She says it's not about where the students come from.
It's about helping children understand that where they are in place and time, their history, the culture and the context surrounding them as they grow up and become adults impacts their thinking and their viewpoint on the world. And it does for everybody else in the world, too.
The first year was a slow start, but McEwen says sparks of creativity for teachers and students began to appear in the second year. 4 years later,
sparks are flying everywhere in this building.
There's a handful of elementary, middle, and high school IB programs in Michigan, but most are in affluent regions like Bloomfield Hills. Recently, more troubled school districts have been setting up the programs. IB officials say the schools can and do succeed in economically distressed places. Brad Richardson is Regional Director of International Baccalaureate for North America. He cautions the program has high demands for training, and becoming an IB school isn't an overnight fix.
Those success stories that I could point out to you, you'd think, wow, that's magic. No. This is taken years for the schools to turn themselves around, but they've used the IB program as a catalyst.
Richardson says the program was never intended to reform troubled schools, but he has no problem with it being used that way. Flint Community Schools is putting the program in place at Whittier Academy, a middle school. Principal Beverly Payne thinks it will help stem the exodus of families from the district.
I believe if we have a program that's challenging, that's with rigor and relevance, our parents are going to stay in Flint.
Payne also thinks the international focus is the best model she's seen to prepare students for a shrinking world.
I walked into a classroom the other day and someone was talking to somebody in China and someone was talking to someone in Russia. And what we find out is that they have similarities, and that's how we're going to make good leaders of tomorrow.
Payne expects the school will be a fully accredited international baccalaureate school by next year. Meanwhile, school districts in Saginaw, Grand Rapids, and Muskegon are looking at making the same change. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.